In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our catechetical instruction this morning is from St. Augustine, as he comments on the scripture reading that we just heard, especially the last verse, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you." And even though Augustine wrote his reflections on that verse 1,000 years before the Small Catechism, it finds an echo in the catechism reading that we just heard as well. So you might want to keep the hymnal open to that catechism reading as you listen to St. Augustine. Here's what he says. "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you." Why does he not say you are clean through the baptism by which you have been washed, but through the word which I have spoken to you? It's because in the water also it is the word that cleanses. Take away the word, and the water is neither more nor less than water. The word is added to the element, and there results the sacrament, as if itself also a kind of visible word. For he had said also to the same effect when washing the disciples' feet, "He that is washed needs nothing except to wash his feet, but is clean every bit." And where does water have so great an efficacy as in touching the body to cleanse the soul, except by the operation of the word? And that not because it is uttered, but because it is believed. For even in the word itself, the passing sound is one thing, and the abiding efficacy another. "This is the word of faith which we preach," says the apostle, "that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Accordingly, we read in the Acts of the Apostles, "purifying their hearts by faith." And, says the Blessed Peter in his epistle, "even as baptism also now saves us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience." This is the word of faith which we preach, whereby baptism doubtless is also consecrated in order to possess the power to cleanse. For Christ, who is the vine with us and the husbandman with the Father, loved the church and gave himself for it. And then read the apostle and see what he adds, "that he might sanctify it, cleansing it with the washing of water by the word." The cleansing, therefore, would on no account be attributed to the fleeting and perishable element, were it not for that which is added by the word. This word of faith possesses such virtue in the church of God that through the medium of him who in faith presents and blesses and sprinkles it, he cleanses even the tiny infant, although itself unable as yet with a heart to believe unto righteousness and to make confession with the mouth unto salvation. All this is done by means of the word, whereof the Lord says, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.